Glory be to the name of Jesus. We're going to go to Acts chapter 2 verse 5. God is going to do some wonderful things this morning. Anybody believe that? I said, anybody believe that? God is going to do some wonderful things in your life this morning. Do you receive it? I said, do you receive it? I'll go again. Do you receive it? Can you shout amen? Let me hear a believe in amen this morning. Hallelujah! Glory! My God. God has already started it and he's going to finish it. Amen? Glory. Acts chapter 2 verse 5. And we know today is the day of Pentecost. We celebrate Pentecost. But you know, if Pentecost don't come in your life, if Pentecost don't come in your life, it will just be an outward expression. I'll say it again. Young people, listen to me. If Pentecost don't come in your life, it will just be another day of celebration. But when Pentecost happens in your life, that's when transformation takes place. That's when the joy of the Lord comes. That's when the flow of what it means to be a Christian really takes place. And that's when you begin looking like Jesus. The Holy Ghost didn't come just to say that we can speak in tongues, but the Holy Ghost nurtures us. The Holy Ghost shapes us. The Holy Ghost makes us look more like Jesus. Oh, glory be to the name of Jesus. Today we're going to talk about some crazy manifestation. But I want to tell you, that's only part of what the Holy Ghost does. Amen? Hallelujah. Acts 2:5. And it says, Pastor Sheva already read the first part. I want to tell you, when the Holy Ghost comes in your life, somebody will see it. You can't hide the Holy Ghost. You can't hide the working of the... Lower me down a little. You can't hide the expression of the Spirit in your life. When the Holy Ghost comes in fullness in the believer's life, it shows. I'll say it again. It shows. And it's time for us to desire things of the Spirit. And let there be a showing in your life. I'll say that again. It's time for what God has done in our life for it to show. Somebody say, Lord, let it show. Say, Lord, let it show. The way of the kingdom is, the kingdom is very expressive. The kingdom is not hidden. Because Jesus came and revealed the kingdom. So the kingdom is to be shown. The kingdom is to be manifested. Amen? What did he say to them? Acts 1:8. You shall be what? Witnesses. You shall be what? You shall be witnesses unto me. You shall be what? Witnesses unto who? So wherever we go, the Holy Ghost must have room to work. When we get filled with the Spirit, there has to be a showing. Enough with barrenness. Say, I refuse to be barren. Say, I refuse to be barren. You know, every woman in the Bible that was barren and came to God was made fruitful. Sarah was barren, God made her fruitful. Rachel was barren, God made her fruitful. Hannah was barren, and God made her what? fruitful. Those are types and pictures of what your life was before Christ. You could not produce fruits of righteousness, but then he came and he filled you with his spirit and empower you to now become a what? Witness. Don't take God's investment in your life lightly. God is looking for fruit from your life. I said, God is looking at you. When he looked at Jesus at his baptism, he said, this is my beloved son in whom I am what? Well pleased. That was the testimony of Christ. I want to ask you this morning, if God looks at your life, what is the saying? If God looks at your life, what will be the declaration? Every mother here or father here that has a child that is over 30, over 20, maybe even over 15, each child has a testimony. Because when they're young, you give them room. Are you with me? But after a while, you said, this one is trouble. This one over here is doing well, but this one over here, not so well. The Bible said, let every man examine himself. We can't just be walking in and out of church and not becoming more like Christ, not becoming witnesses unto Jesus. Now, I want to say this. One of the reasons that we may not be testaments or witnesses unto Christ is because we're not living the life of the Spirit. And you can fix that. You've been living your way. You've been doing it your way. But I want to challenge somebody this morning. Let this Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, 2026, be the day that you said, I will challenge myself to live a Spirit-filled life. I would challenge myself to live the way of the Holy Ghost. I did it enough and I'm tired of it. Make a declaration of your life. Say, there is more for me. There is more for my life. Say, there's more for my life. And I am going for more. Say, I'm going for more. Say, I'm going for more. Say, I will receive and I will manifest. I will receive power and I will manifest for God. Say, me, call your name, will manifest and reveal Jesus to my generation. Give the Lord a praise. Let's pray right there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Acts chapter 2. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under the heaven. And when this song occurred, now what is the sound? Chapter 2 says, suddenly there came a song from where? Heaven, as of a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. So you heard the sound there, right? Boom. Psh. My God. It's like a big bomb dropped from heaven. And when the song occurred, the multitudes what? Came together. Who knows that noise gets everybody's attention? Hello? Noise gets everyone's attention. And the noise brought them together. And were what? Confused. Because everyone heard them speaking in his own language. Then they were what? All amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galilean? And how is it that we hear each in our own language we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and all the parts of Libya, adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselyte Christians, Arabs. Somebody say, we heard. We heard them what? Somebody say, speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean? And look at 13. Others mocking, saying, they are what? Full of what kind of wine? They're full of what? What kind of wine? Let's go over to Mark chapter 2, verse 21, and we're going to read there verse 21 and 22. Hallelujah. No one screws a piece, No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on old garment, or else the new piece will what? Pull away from the old. And tear what? And the tear is made what? Worse. 22. And no one puts new wine in old wineskins, or else the new wine will what? Burst the old wineskin. The wine is spilled, and the wineskins are what? Ruined. Somebody read this out. But new wine must be put into new wineskins. Father, we thank you. Holy Ghost, you speak to us today. You will speak to us today by the power of the Holy Ghost, under the anointing and the unction of the Spirit. Let life-giving truth go forth today. Let there be eruptions in the Spirit now. Let there be eruptions in the spirit of your people. Let there be eruptions. Anybody want an eruption? Let there be eruptions in your spirit, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. So last week I opened up this sermon series here, and we're talking about systems of dominion. And if we're going to have dominion as children of God, we have to live the Spirit's way. We have to live the life of the Spirit. Touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor, live the life of the Spirit. The Bible says we must what? Walk in the Spirit. The reason we have so much struggle is because we're not, somebody say not, living the life of the Spirit. We're not living the way of the Spirit. We want to walk with God and not walk with God at the same time. We want to walk with God and not walk with God. If we are to become what God has desired for us, we must follow his blueprint. He says, for I know the plans I have for you. How will you get his plan? You have to walk by the helper he has given you. And who is the helper? The helper is the Holy Spirit. The Father is not the helper. The Father has resigned from helping. Because he has given us his Spirit to be the helper. Are you with me? Now I'm going to stretch and challenge your thinking patterns. So you got to walk with me this morning. Is that okay? Is that okay? Now is not the time to do too much. Now it's time to focus so you can receive truth. So stop the distracting and please let's stick so we can grasp truth. Is that good? A good teacher will tell you what to do, right? Hello? A teacher that wants you to pass the class, he's going to give you instruction. A good professor will tell you what to do, all right? So, the Holy Ghost is our helper. The Holy Ghost is the one, your personal assistant. Because he is the one that will lead you into all truth. Isn't that true? The Bible says, when the Spirit of truth, John 20, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will lead you into how much truth? All truth. So anything that is contrary to God, the Holy Ghost will tell you not to do it. The Spirit of God will tell you, he will nudge you and tell you not to do it. How many times we are convicted by the Spirit of God, but we refuse to listen to him. Somebody say, the Holy Ghost is my helper. The Holy Ghost is your helper. The Holy Ghost is your teacher. Now, I am your pastor, but you have a teacher greater than me. It is the Spirit of God that dwells within you that makes the Word of God come alive to you. Because prior to you being saved and filled with the Spirit of God, you read the Bible, it makes no sense. Can somebody testify? I know the rain got all of us really cold and really sleepy. But somebody say the sun has shone on the inside. The light of God has hit us. The light of God has illuminated us. So we walk by faith and not by what? Sight. Those that are led by the Spirit of God are who? The sons or children of God. Glory be to God. So, back to the word. We see here on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came like a mighty rushing wind. And they began to speak with unknown tongues. They just began to flow in the Spirit. But between the flowing and the hearing, there was a miracle. Between the flowing, when the new wine came, they were right. They're full of new wine. They meant it in a negative sense, but that was what was promised to us, the wine of the Spirit. They declared it to make mockery, but on the flip side, it was actually the wine of heaven that was released. That make men do the impossible. They began speaking as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. And the Bible says here, they began speaking what? The wonderful works of God. I want to challenge you. This still happens today. Where they just opened their mouth, they did not know what they were saying. But on the other side, the Bible says those that heard them in their own language. When you begin to flow in the Spirit, you receive supernatural abilities. They began to speak other languages. But maybe they were all saying the same thing. But the people that heard them heard something else. I want to tell you, it is time that we stretch our faith to believe that we could speak to people in different languages. I'll tell you something that happened 2 years ago. I was up here at the 24-hour prayer. And the Lord gave me a tongue and I couldn't let it go. And we kept going in that tongue. I kept going in that tongue for almost an hour. Was anybody here? And then after that tongue kept flowing so long, we said it must mean something. It had to have had a meaning. So then we put the sound of what it sounded like together and we Googled it and we got a translation of it. Can we get, do you remember that translation, Latanya? Look it up for me. What did it mean? Somebody find it. But I want to tell you, it is not strange. Perry Stone's grandfather, his father rather, was preaching in West Virginia. And as he was preaching there, the people in the coal mines, they spoke German. He did not know German. When he spoke, the lady looked at him and said to him, "Where did you learn such fluent German?" It's not that he learned German, it's that she heard German. Did you get that? I'll say it again. Perry Stone's father did not learn German. But between him allowing the Holy Ghost to flow through him, by the time it got to the ear of the hearer, she heard German. I want to tell somebody, it is time for us to allow the Holy Ghost to flow through us. In this scripture, it doesn't mean that they spoke the language. It meant the hearer heard and got understanding from what flowed out of them. So they were speaking unknown tongue, but on the other side, it was known tongue. I want to tell you, it is time for us to be fearless with the gift that God has put within you. It is time for us to be fearless with what God. So if you meet a Spanish person and you feel like to say something, give it a shot. Right? It seems funny. Isn't it true? It seems hard to believe. But who knows that God created languages? At the Tower of Babel, what happened? The Spirit of God came down and divided them, threw them into confusion. They all began speaking what? Different languages. Who do languages belong to? God. Give it to me.
It means let's give it to Jesus. And the original, I think, was Roko, Tuku, 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 Tuka, Tiki, Tai, Jesus. That's what he said at the end.
So I was just stuck in this thing, Roko, Toko, Tiko, Tako, Te. All the while we were just going in that. So then we said, we got to look it up. And when we look it up, it means give it to Jesus. It is time that we become new wineskins. It is time that we put off fear and intimidation and allow the Spirit of God to work in us and work through us. Let this Pentecost Sunday be one like no other, where you make a determination to say, "Lord, I do not want to be old wineskin, but I want to become a new wineskin." So they said, "These people are drunk." Can I tell you? They were half right. They thought they were drunk with physical wine. That was where they went off. But they were drunk with the Spirit of God. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, Be not drunk with wine, where in excess, but be what? Filled with the Spirit of God. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. So, they thought they were drunk. Let's talk about wineskins. In the old days, wine was stored in a big vase. Remember when Jesus turned water to wine? They were like big water pots. Just imagine you have a big vase walking around. It's almost impossible, or a big pot. Think of it, you have a big pot of wine and you got to walk around and serve it. It's not possible. Wineskin was what was used to serve. So they would take it out of the big vase or the big pot that it was in, put it in the what? Wineskin. And then they would go around with the wineskin and they would do what? Serve. So Jesus used an analogy to show us that when we receive the Holy Spirit, our duty is not to hold on to what he has given us, but it's for us to go out and pour and pour and pour and pour and pour. Your life becomes a vessel of the flow of the Spirit. You're not meant to store the Holy Ghost. Walk with me. We're not meant to house the Holy Ghost, but we are meant to what? Share. We are meant to what? Distribute. He said, after the power comes, what are you going to become? Witnesses unto me. So you're going to go out and you're going to distribute what I've given to you. You come to this house every week so that I can distribute something to you. You come that you can receive the word that can nurture you, build you up. You come that the choir can release a song and we can worship God together. In the kingdom, we ought to be wineskins, people that are releasing. Somebody say, I will release. I receive to release. Come on, say, I receive to release. Say, Lord, I'm a new wineskin. It is time that we change our minds. Get rid of old mindsets that put limit on God. Say, Sunday's the Lord's, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday is mine. I went to church, I feel good. No. I went to the house of God because I want an encounter with God. I went to the house of God that I may be elevated in my life. I went to the house of God that I can receive power to live an overcoming life. Church is not a routine. I say that again. Church is not a routine. But we are to be what? Filled with the Spirit, that we may live a Spirit-filled life. Hallelujah. So, now that we understand, I want to talk to us about praying in the Spirit. I'll back up to last week, and I'll just shape this for those who weren't here. In the kingdom, we have to become as a what? A little child. We have to be humble. We have to lose our ego. We have to drop our agenda. We have to come innocently. We have to be open so that God can work with us. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. So we have to be what? Like a child. We got to become converted. We got to release our way and take his way. Amen. So now, let's go. We see the Holy Ghost came. There is new wine available. Ephesians 5:17. Let's stop over at Acts chapter 19 first. Verse 1. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe?" So they said to him, "We have not so much heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." And he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized? Into what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Into what?" "John's baptism." Now, John's baptism is the baptism of what? Repentance. Right? Repentance and getting baptized in water. It shows that you've decided to follow the Lord and you're going to live for Him. But I want to tell you, there's another baptism that follows that. I'll say that again. There is another baptism that follows initial baptism with water. Amen? And he said to them, "Into what?" So they said, "John's baptism." Then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him." That is on who? "And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them." And what happened? "They spoke with tongues and prophesied." First, the next verse. "Now the men were about 12 in all." So, we see here, ignorance, not knowing, and not being in a place where truth is taught can lock us out. I'll say that again. Ignorance, you don't know it's available, or being in a place that does not teach about the baptism of the Holy Spirit can be a reason you're not baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now, for some of us, this is new. For others, it is not. So let me just take a moment here. One baptism speaks of your conversion from a sinner to a saint. It is an open testimony of your decision to walk with the Lord. But then after that now, there is the other baptism, which is spiritual, that then produces fruit in your life that reveals to the world that you're a child of God. The lie the devil tells us is that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for private use. So you must pray at home in secret only. But when you come in the congregation, you must only pray that people can understand. Where? Acts chapter 2. Were they secretly baptized with the Holy Ghost? No. It was a public display of God's promise that in the last days he will pour his spirit upon how? All flesh. Somebody say public. So here Paul encounters these brethren in Ephesus, and the gospel was new, so you could understand that disaccord. But now we are 2,000 years withdrawn from the last day. It is time that we begin to walk in the power of the Holy Ghost and manifest without shame or without being shy what God has done on the inside. So he laid hands on them, and what happened? They began to speak in tongues. And not only that, they spoke in tongues, but then they also started to prophesy. When you allow tongues to flow, prophecy is next. I'll say that again. When you allow tongues to flow and you give the Holy Ghost initial expression, the unimaginable is next. So, we see here, it is not only for secret, but it is for public use. Amen? And ignorance can lock us out, or truth not being taught can also lock us out of God's best. You walking with me? Okay, let's go to Ephesians chapter 5:17. I'm going to read from 17, and we're going to read down to 18. Hallelujah. Somebody say, therefore, do not be unwise. Say, do not be unwise. But understand, we're going to go slow. But what? Do not be unwise, but what?
Understand.
Do not be unwise, but what?
Understand.
Do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Don't we all want to know what God's will is for our life? We all struggle with that. And we're like, oh, I'm trying to find God's will for my life. I want to be in the will of God. I'm going to show you what one of the will of God is. Let's go to 5:18 now. And do not be drunk with wine. So it is not God's will for you to be drunk. Is that clear? So if you are currently getting drunk, you're on the wrong path. Amen? I know this church don't have that kind of problem. But the Ephesian church had that problem. Where they were going out and they were just drinking themselves into stupors. Paul writes to them and he says, know what the will. Do not be unwise. Do not live like the fools and do not live like the world. But walk in the wisdom of God. And do not be drunk with wine, but what? Which is dissipation or leads to debauchery. All forms of wickedness and evil. It puts you down in a place you didn't want to go. Who knows? People who are very serious, when they drink, they get very happy. People that are very stoic. Oh my God, the stoic man, when he gets his drink and he gets drunk, he starts dancing on a table. Anybody ever seen that? You ever seen somebody so bold, they jump up on the table, they start to dance. Some people can't have money when they're drunk. They share it out. I like those kind of drunk people. I had an uncle like that. Oh my God, when he's drunk, he sent me to buy cigarettes. I'm so glad. I buy the cigarette, I get the change. He's dead today. He died very young because he always got drunk. 42 years old, he was dead. Because drunkenness will lead you to ruin. I'll say that again. Drunkenness will lead you to ruin. But look what God says. Do not be drunk with wine, which they accuse the people of being. But be filled with who? It means here to be filled and continue to be filled with the Spirit. Be filled and continue to be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not a one-off option. A lot of people are deceived. They just want to come to the altar and have explosive moments and then go back to their old life. Oh, Pastor, can you preach something better? You come and you encounter God's power, God's might, God's goodness. And some of you even get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Well, some of us, let me not say you, or some other people. And then right after they leave church, somebody gives them an option and they take it. Don't you know the devil comes to steal? No, let's not go to kill and destroy. He comes to steal. He wants to steal what God is doing in your life. We have to be wise. It says, don't be unwise. Guard what God has started, because he who has begun the good work in you is what? Faithful to complete it. But many of us never get to completion because we never continue being filled. It's a continuous filling. It's an everyday filling. It's an everyday filling. Paul says, I crucify every day and I get filled every day. You know, the flesh doesn't die. Your struggles with the flesh may never end. I'll say that again. But we got to become intentional. Ephesians chapter 4 says, put on the new man. Don't yield to the old man, even though Paul said the things I don't want to do, that's the things I do. So what it means? The struggle might be there, but don't follow the struggle. Put on the new man. It's like clothes. If you take off your clothes, you're going to see things you don't want to see. Nobody walks out of their home naked, but what do? You put on clothes. In the same way, put on the spirit-filled man. Walk in the spirit that you will not gratify the works of the flesh. The Holy Ghost came to make us empowered to defeat the old man. The Holy Ghost came that we might become explosive and dynamic, living an overcoming life. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say be filled. Yeah. Say be filled. That word means to also be made full. To be filled is to be made full. Who knows when you're full, there's no more room. If I have a glass and I fill it to the top, there is no more room. When you are filled with the spirit, the devil don't have room. The flesh has no room. The weakness has no room, because you've already dealt with every opening. You've shut every door. Somebody say, be filled with the spirit. This is the spirit's life. If we want to live victorious, we have to live the Spirit's life. Say, be filled with the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Why do we face so much struggles? It's because we want to live both ways, but we're going to deal with that. It says, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are what? Spiritually discerned. What are the things of the Spirit? The teachings from the Word of God. It seems like foolishness to a carnal man, but to the spiritual man, it is life. It is breath. It is food. It is water to the soul. That's why we have to daily be filled. So there is no room, there is no emptiness, there is no space for carnality and for the old man to raise his head. My God, I want to tell you, if any one of us relax, the old man will take over. What does scripture say? Oh, how the mighty have fallen. He said, now that you have found Christ, continue. Now that you have found Christ, continue. Day after day, when you get up, you get into the word. Day by day, you go into prayer. You don't skip a day of prayer, just like we don't skip breathing. The word for the Holy Spirit is pneuma. The word used in the New Testament is pneuma. One of the meaning is wind. Wind. Air. What do we breathe? Air. The Holy Spirit in the Old Testament was Ruach, the wind of God. We sing Ruach Elohim, the wind of God. What goes into your lungs? Wind. What goes into the lungs of the Spirit is the wind of the Spirit that goes in and bring life. You can't see the Holy Ghost, but He's working in your inner man. Are you with me today? Roboko satarabakasyanda la baba shundo kosaya. Ila roboboko rebabas katabrekes korokos katanadabasaya. What flesh and blood cannot reveal, the Spirit of God shall reveal it. What are the things? Teachings. The workings of the Spirit. The workings of the Holy Ghost. God is working on you. How do you know God works on you? Let me show you. Things you used to desire, you don't desire them anymore. And new desires have now come. Somebody say workings. Say, Lord, work on me. I want to tell you, I'm looking at some people. I see God is working in your life. I see God is shifting you. I see God is elevating you. I see God is putting Himself on a greater dimension in you, that you are becoming a greater witness for God. If you're here at the Flow Crusade, you would have heard how God has worked in people. The protection of God. When you tell man of God protecting you, some of them laugh at you. But we know that His angels encamp around about us. We know that His eyes are upon the righteous. And He guides us with His eyes. Hallelujah. Revelation. The workings. The revelation of the Spirit. Where when you look, let's start with the word. You look into the word. And you read it. And every time you read it, you get a new understanding. That is revelation. The rhema of the word now comes to you. You're not just saying, oh, it says, and now a certain Jew named Apollos was born in Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in scripture, came to Ephesus. The next time you read that, you're going to say, God, you're making me mighty. God, you're making me eloquent. When you need it, it will be a word in season that will bring revelation to your spirit. Are you with me? And in this kingdom, we grow by revelation. We grow by revelation. The world counts knowledge. But in the kingdom, we count the revelation of the Holy Spirit. That is what causes a man or a woman to ascend in the things of God. For the carnal man, their foolishness and absurd. And illogical. Don't waste time explaining away the works of the Spirit. I'm going to save you some time today. Don't waste time trying to find natural words for what is natural. God is the author of it, and in the process of it, if you have to understand it, God will bring understanding. You are just called to work the works of God. You're called to let the kingdom come through your life. You are not the one that unveils everything. God unveils it. He takes the veil away from the truth. One day may not understand, but day two, they may understand. Or day three, they may understand. Amen? Because the Holy Spirit will reveal it. Oh my God. Whew. Now watch this. Last part here from this verse. They are spiritually discerned. Meaning they are learned or comprehended. Not through the natural brain. But in your spirit. Spirit's understanding. There's some things you will understand here. But then there's some things you will understand here. It is not possible for prayer to heal somebody here. But here, it is possible. It is not possible to drive out that evil spirit here. But deep down in my spirit, I know that if I lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. I know that I have the power to cast out devils down here. The Holy Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I'm a child of God. You shall receive what? Power. The power is here. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Jesus said to them, the words I speak to you, they are spirit. How can a man speak spirit? The words I speak to you are loaded . They are loaded with power that is able to transform and to reshape. I want to tell you, the words you speak are going to be spirit. Because he said, greater things you will do because I go to the Father. And I will send the Holy Ghost that is within me. Jesus, rather, that allowed him to speak words that were spirit. Who knows? Remember I said, the miracle happened from the speaking to the hearing. Faith comes by hearing by what? The word of God. There are some words that you will speak that will shift people's destiny. They are life-giving words that you are. He said they are spirit and they are what? Life. Mighty God. Rebobo sandara kasaya. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rababako rebebe shatara basaya. Let's go to Ephesians 6:18. You know what? I think I'm going to stop right there. Let's stand. God wants us to begin speaking spirit. Yeah. God wants us to begin speaking what? Spirit. Let's sing anointing. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. That's right. Anointing. Anointing. Rapa kaseke talalaba kasa. Anointing. Fall on me. God wants to put new wine in you today. He wants to deposit himself. He wants the Holy Ghost. It is his desire that the Holy Ghost fill your life. Rebebebebe kosata. Roboko shanakataya. Rebebebebe. Galatians 4:6 says, and because you are sons. And because you are what? And because you are sons. That means sons or daughters. Heads bowed, stay reverent. Because you are sons, God sent the spirit of his son into your hearts.